ironically, is people's love of the islands which actually have caused some of the problems, major problems there, because the big increase in the amount of tourists going to Galapagos has meant that the service industry and supply of those tourists have increased the amount of products going to the islands, and those products contain very damaging species, introduced species, which have huge detrimental impacts on the native flora and fauna.
Richard hoped to film inside the nests of Galapagos penguins. How easy this was going to be, nobody knew. Today's penguin population stands at less than 2,000, dramatically less than it was 25 years ago. Now introduced species are adding extra pressure to the lives of the penguins. When Richard arrived, the Galapagos authorities were tightening their regulations, and the final filming permission was down to a meeting with the national park in person.
They've decided to collaborate with our filming, and they're really excited we're doing the filming because they can collaborate with us with some scientific investigations.
Few observations had ever been made inside a penguin's nest, so filming might reveal some interesting behavior.
I'm really fascinated because I've never seen it on television, I've never seen it on any video, so it's a first.
However, filming couldn't start immediately. First, Richard's equipment had to be fumigated and placed in a freezer to kill off anything living, plant or animal, that was carried in on the plane.
It's so amazing to see the level of dedication that's going on here in this job. They're going through our equipment with a fine-tooth comb, taking absolutely everything apart and looking at the finest details.
The national park had cause to be concerned. Disaster had nearly struck Isabella Island, the very place Richard hoped to film the penguins. Just a few introduced goats multiplied to a staggering 100,000. Their indiscriminate grazing devastated the landscape, destroying the shade and food of the unique giant tortoises. Something had to be done. The government of Ecuador took on the battle and against all odds managed to eradicate every goat. Goats gone, the landscape quickly recovered, and the population of the island's precious giant tortoises increased. The goat invasion did not affect the penguins, but the penguins have other pressures, and not all man-made. Galapagos penguins are the most northerly penguins in the world. And they can only live here because of the cold, nutrient-rich current flowing all the way from the Antarctic, which supports huge shoals of fish, penguin food. Just a small change in water temperature can dramatically alter this food source, and that is exactly what happened. In 1982, the strongest ever recorded El Niño hit the islands. El Niño, a natural phenomenon, brings warm waters which destroys the huge shoals of fish. As a result, penguin breeding failed and their population crashed by almost 70%.
Ahoy there!
After 72 hours in the freezer, Richard's film equipment had passed inspection and he was ready to set off. He was joined by Carolina Larrea Angamea, a local scientist who had agreed to take Richard to a location where she knew penguins regularly nested.
Okay.
It would take 16 hours to reach Isabella Island. There, they hoped to find the chicks hidden in rocky crevices near the shoreline.